Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Jake Crumpler had you guys covered on Saturday and Sunday to keep you up to date on the news, notes, and more from around the diamond for your fantasy baseball teams. I'm here to recap Sunday's action and get you ready for a new week of baseball on Monday, April 8th. So let's get to it. I might, cross over some of the stuff Jake talked about, but some relevant tidbits came out on Sunday. We all know on Saturday, Shane Bieber, Tommy John surgery. We got that. But the good news, I guess, if you're a Cleveland Guardians fan / fantasy manager, is they have an off day. And with the rain out, they shouldn't have to fill Bieber's spot in the rotation this week. They won't need to the following week. And that's when Gavin Williams is set to return. He'll slide into Shane Bieber's role. That's kind of the fantasy impact. Things can still change, but that's where things lie at this point in time. So Gavin Williams expected back not this week, but the beginning of the following week. So give or take the 15th or 16th of April. We already know Spencer Strider probably getting TJ. We'll see, more news to come. He's going to get some more consulting, some bad stuff there. But you got to start thinking ahead. Who's replacing him in the rotation? And right now, Dylan Dodd has penciled in on certain sites. Everyone wants to see A.J. Smith-Shawver, who's had some rough goes in AAA. Bryce Elder's also an option. So we'll see exactly what the Braves do. The Braves called up a relief pitcher to fill Strider's spot on the roster just for the time being, because why not add bullpen depth before you need the starting pitcher? That's just common sense stuff. So we'll get a better feel of it in the coming days. I'll have you posted on this show, of course. I'll keep you up to date. Many want to be A.J. Smith-Shawver. Bryce Elder's kind of the runner-up, but weirdly enough, Dylan Dodd's got the nod on a lot of websites right now, so we'll see how things lie. Lou Bob, Luis Robert Jr., obviously reports on Sunday due to his hip flexor 3 to 4 months, potentially. It's a grade 2 strain. He had a grade 2 to 3 strain a few years back and missed almost the whole season, so we'll see where that one lies, but Lou Bob was a cut in most formats. He's going to be out for a while. Robbie Grossman should play pretty much every day in his absence. Not a huge fantasy guy. We've seen Robbie have impacts from time to time. Not sure you want to run out and spend a lot of fab on him, but could be streamable in the right format. Switch hitter, plays the outfield, could DH, could get some run if he gets clicking. St. Louis Cardinals' Lars Nootbaar will be back on Monday with the St. Louis Cardinals. That is good to see. Obviously, we'll have to wait till Monday morning after this show is out to see the following roster moves. On paper, it would make sense it's Victor Scott. Scott entered Sunday's action hitting .091 on the season, striking out nearly 31% of the time. Kid's got talent. There's no denying that. He runs like the wind. No denying that. But a little more seasoning might go a long, long ways for Mr. Victor Scott. So Lars Nootbaar coming back. Make sure you get him in your lineups for the week. Wilson Contreras of the St. Louis Cardinals, he was out again on Sunday, which is weird because he was in the lineup on Saturday. It was a late scratch. Was out again on Sunday and dealing with that hand issue since he got hit on his hand by a pitch on Thursday. So we'll see. The Cardinals still aren't worried. Their answer, though, wasn't like, hey, he'll be back on Monday. It was, he'll be back early next week. So keep an eye on this situation. The kind of silver lining here is Ivan Herrera, a guy, if you listen to any of my other content, Bench with Bubba, Bubba in the Bloom, anything, I have been preaching about Ivan Herrera's fantasy upside if he ever got regular playing time. Right now, he's getting it. He's been inning fourth, like literally just slides right into Contreras' spot in the batting order. And on the season, small sample, Herrera is hitting .375 with a home run. And he's also striking out less than 17% of the time, which shows great plate discipline for a young player. Like, there's a lot of things I loved about him last year. It's carrying over, small sample so far this season, but you love to see it. Now, Wilson is not on the IL. He's coming back, but Yvonne's going to still get plenty of at-bats. Just keep that in the back of your mind. If that playing time ticks up for Ivan Herrera, he becomes very viable in deeper formats with catcher two, and eventually if it's full-time role for Herrera, he's a 12-team catcher. So keep him on your radar. CJ Abrams was out again on Sunday dealing with a bone bruise on his finger. That's day-to-day. It's just more of a pain tolerance thing for CJ. They're expecting him back early in the week. Trevor Story, we know he left Friday's game with an injury. It's not good. If you've seen the video of Story, he's just devastated. Going to miss a lot of time. He says he hopes to return this season. There's no strict timetable yet, but I'm expecting 2 to 3 months at minimum based on everything we're hearing so far. We'll see. The takeaway here, though, is David Hamilton got called up and got the start on Sunday. Pablo Reyes had some work there. Sedan Rafaela's had some infield work. But Hamilton might get some run here. We saw a brief stints of it last year with David Hamilton. And in the minor leagues last year in AAA, 17 home runs, 57 stolen bases. Everybody talks about Victor Scott speed. Yeah, unearthly stuff. But Hamilton, 57 steals in like 103 games at AAA. Hit over 70 steals in AA in 2022. So David Hamilton can run. He's got a little bit of pop. He is a fun one to add. I know he was adding a lot of leagues on Sunday. NFBC format, not eligible till next week because he had to play before Sunday. So David Hamilton's a guy to watch this week and see how things go if he becomes the everyday shortstop for the Boston Red Sox. Geraldo Perdomo, it was weird. It was like, okay, it's just a minor knee issue. He's taking ground balls. He's going to be good. And nope, he's got a torn meniscus. It's going to require surgery. It's going to be out at least a month. It's usually a 4 to 6 week thing with the torn meniscus and surgery, especially with technology these days. He'll be in and out in no time. It's pretty crazy, actually. But, you know, without a whole lot of offensive skills, his defense is great. You could probably drop him in a lot of formats. It's a shame that Jordan Lawler is injured because this would be his chance. But someone always benefits, and that's Blaze Alexander. Blaze Alexander was, you know, made his debut on opening day, got the surprise nod as to stay with the big club, and he's been pretty good overall, hitting .278, home run and a stolen base when it is in his minimal playing time, and he should be the everyday shortstop for the D-backs for the next month or two until Geraldo Perdomo returns. Sonny Gray will return to the Cardinals rotation this week. It was made official on Sunday, and he will start on Tuesday. Sonny Gray will make his first start with the Cardinals on Tuesday. He's expected to have a 65 to 70 pitch limit. And if everything goes well on Tuesday, awesome two-step next week against the A's and the Brewers. So get Sonny Gray back in your lineups. Twins-Guardians game was postponed on Sunday. That was a bummer, but the ramifications from that is Tristan McKenzie now will pitch on Monday. Logan Allen will pitch on Tuesday, kind of ruining a two-start thing down the line that I've been talking about lately. So that was a bummer. The worst part of all this is Bailey Ober was supposed to pitch Sunday against the Guardians, you know, trying to get right. Now he has to try to get right after his bad start against the Los Angeles Dodgers on Monday. So that's a bummer. If you're a Bailey Ober manager, if you're Bailey Ober himself, you were looking for that Guardians matchup. Given they're pesky, they don't strike out a lot, but still the firepower is a lot different than the Dodgers. So something to be a little bummer with there. J.D. Martinez is experiencing general soreness as he ramps up in the minor leagues to come back to the Mets. He'll be shut down Sunday and Monday as he works his way back. The Mets are hoping to have J.D. Martinez back by Friday. Time will tell. Jonathan India was hit by a pitch on his hand on Sunday. He was in serious pain, but stayed in the game. Just something to monitor as the days come by. Sometimes like the next day when bruising and more swelling takes place. So we'll see how it goes with Jonathan India. The Reds just can't keep affording these injuries. TJ Anton left his relief appearance after throwing a pitch and appearing in serious pain for the Reds. After the game, he said he felt something in his elbow. So now TJ Anton will have an MRI on Monday. Mentioned David Hamilton earlier when he called up. He started Sunday, went 2 for 4 with a home run and a walk. So just more luxuries to Mr. David Hamilton. Michael Lorenzen talked about him recently. They were kind of up in the air. Does he rejoin Texas now or get one more rehab start? Well, the decision was made on Sunday for Lorenzen. Lorenzen went one more rehab start for the Rangers. That means Cody Bradford gets at least one more start in the Rangers rotation. That comes up against the wonderful Oakland Athletics. Speaking of the Oakland Athletics, Brent Rooker left Sunday's game after experiencing abdominal soreness. Lawrence Butler came into the game to take Rooker's spot in right field, but Rooker will undergo further testing on Monday and is day-to-day. Let's just hope it's not an oblique injury, an abductor injury, because we've seen how those are going these days. Not good, Bob. Last but not least, just a minor kind of housekeeping. Corbin Burnes was scheduled to pitch on Wednesday, but due to an extra off day for the Baltimore Orioles, Burnes has been moved up to Tuesday. So just when you're your daily lineups or whatever you got going on, Burnes will throw Tuesday, not Wednesday. Nothing too crazy in that regard. All right, some hitting highlights from Sunday. Big Willie William Contreras, your number one fantasy catcher in 2023. 4 for 5, 2 home runs, 3 runs scored, and 5 RBIs on Sunday. Williams picking up right where he left off last season. He's hitting .387 with 2 homers, 7 runs scored, and 8 RBIs out the gate this season. Riley Green, it's kind of been an interesting season in fantasy purposes. He went 2 for 3 with a solo shot and a walk on Sunday. That's cool and all. It's weird though. Riley Green on the season hitting 188 with three home runs. So it's pretty much feast or famine for Mr. Riley Green. And talk about a guy that everyone just says, please stay healthy, Ton. Please stay healthy. Tyler O'Neill has been outstanding to start the year. On Sunday, O'Neill went 1-for-3 with a home run, 3 runs scored, an RBI, and a walk. O'Neill's now hitting .357 on the season with 5 home runs, 12 runs scored, 5 RBIs, and a stolen base. If you're quick with math there, that's 5 solo shots because no one's on base for O'Neill. But he's been super productive, getting you stats in all roto categories. Just stay healthy, Tyler O'Neill. If you need more information about all the day's top hitters, and there were plenty of them, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Dean Kramer, 7 shutout innings, 5 hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts for Kramer against Pittsburgh Pirates. Kramer had 8 whiffs, 32% CSW on 91 pitches. Should have had the win, but Yainer Cano couldn't hold that one down. So Dean Kramer picks up the big outing there. No decision. Quality start, though. Ryan Pepiot set records in Coors Field, folks. Pepiot, 6 shutout innings, 3 hits, 0 walks, 11 strikeouts in Coors Field. No one's ever done 10-plus Ks, no walks, and 6 or more shutout innings in Coors before. That's impressive. Pepiot had 21 whiffs, a 39% CSW on 94 pitches. 21 whiffs and a 39% CSW in Coors Field. The Rockies are horrific, folks. Horrific. That is just Pepiot's very, very good. Trying not to take that away from him, but 21 whiffs and a 39% CSW is just, that's not good, folks. Not good. Tanner Houck continues the good times rolling with the Boston rotation. 6 shutout innings for Tanner Houck against the Angels on Sunday. Houck gave it 4 hits, 2 walks, and 7 Ks in that matchup. Houck had 7 whiffs and a 29% CSW on 91 pitches. Another great start to the season for Tanner Houck. If you need to know all things starting pitching, there's a lot of good stuff from Sunday. Make sure you check out the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday, and it was a weird bag of saves, folks. So just listen tightly and pay attention to this one. Kyle Finnegan, this was normal, picked up his 3rd save of the year for the Nats. Pierce Johnson picked up his 1st save of the year for the Braves as Raisel Iglesias had the day off. Okay, that works. Here's a fun one. Dennis Santana picked up the save for the Yankees, his 1st of the year. The Yankees kind of blew it open in the 8th, so he's left Santana in for the 9th. Edwin Diaz picked up his 2nd save of the year for the Mets. James MacArthur, 2nd save of the year for the Royals. People might understand the tone of my voice because this was one of my most rostered players across the NFBC platforms this year. I've been banging this drum, and it happened really early because Will Smith is hashtag washed. Here comes the fun stretch. Viera picked up his 1st save of the year from Milwaukee, 3 innings. Daniel Palencia picked up his 1st save of the year for the Cubs, 3 innings save. Sean Armstrong picked up his 1st save of the year for the Tampa Bay Rays, 3 innings save. Chase Anderson picked up his 2nd save of the year for the Red Sox, 3 innings save. So that's 4 3 inning saves, plus you got Dennis Santana's inning and 2/3. Fun stuff. Josh Hader picked up his 1st save of the year, okay, after the blown save. It's about time. And then Camilo Duvall picked up his 1st save of the year for the San Francisco Giants. If you need more information about all things bullpens, make sure you check out the Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information. All right, before we take a look ahead to Monday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. We have a 9-game main slate for DFS on tap starting at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the bats I'm looking at, there's some juicy matchups. The D-backs head into Coors against Kyle Freeland. Freeland has been blown up everywhere, and he hasn't even been to Coors yet, so Arizona looks great. Philadelphia against Mikolas. I target Mikolas in his pitch to contact often. Philly's offense is great. Good. The Atlanta Braves. They get to face Julio Teheran in his debut with the Mets, so yeah. And then Houston versus Andrew Heaney. Houston might get overlooked because those 3 first matchups should be luxurious spots. But there's a lot of good spots to target because we had some ace pitching over the weekend. Some pitchers to target, though. Zach Eflin against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Don't mind going there. Zach Gallen in Coors Field. I'm curious about things with Gallen, but as bad as the Rockies pitching in, you should get some fun there. Jose Berríos versus Seattle. Seattle striking out a ton right now. Just not looking great. And then Trevor Williams, if you want a cheap play against the San Francisco Giants. Giants, like, the team is better as a whole. Watching them as a fan, they're still just not functioning offensively great. Could they blow it open on Monday? Sure, but Williams looked good in his first start. I'll take a chance if you need to punt. He's $5,800 on DK. Some things I'm looking forward to on Monday. Jesus Luzardo versus Nestor Cortes in the Bronx. That should be a fun one. Nasty Nestor and the Bronx. The Bronx Bombers are starting to pick up some heat offensively with the Yankees. And I'm always looking forward to seeing what Luzardo does there. Graham Ashcraft takes on Milwaukee in Great American Small Park. Milwaukee's offense is clicking right now. Graham Ashcraft, he's made some improvements with his delivery and stuff like that. It's resulted in better stuff so far. Curious to see where that goes on Monday. Mentioned earlier, Bailey Ober trying to get right versus the Dodgers. I want Ober to get right because A, I don't like the Dodgers, and B, I'm rooting for Bailey Ober. So this should be not great. Zach Gallen and Coors. I want to see if the Rockies offense continues to struggle, but I also want to see if Zach Gallen can keep getting things done without proper velocity. Like, it's kind of scary watching him pitch right now. So let's see what Gallen can do. And then as a Giants fan, Blake Snell makes his Giants debut Monday night against those Nationals at AT&T Park. So I'm looking forward to that as well. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Check out all the goodies there, including PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not regret it. Gets you in the awesome Discord. So much cool stuff. Fantasy baseball, regular baseball, and more. Great community of people in there. So check that out. Also, PLV Plus and other cool tools and articles and content coming your way if you're a member of PL Plus and PL Pro. So go check it out. You won't regret it one bit. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the book, kicking off another week of fantasy baseball action for you here. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Monday, April 8th edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.